Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta, because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of my podcast. Today, I'm going to just do a really quick episode because, as you can probably tell, my voice is struggling to speak. I am sick. I've had a cold for a little over a week now, and I know if I keep talking, one, I will lose my voice, and two, I'll probably start coughing. So I just am going to do a really quick episode, but I do want to cover the topic that I had planned on for today, which is life after debt. And I guess what I wanted to just kind of talk about is just to kind of use this as an encouraging episode. One, for those of you that are still in debt and are trying to get out of debt, and also for those of you who are out of debt and are struggling to stay that way, because both before and after debt are still challenging. We are out of credit card debt. We still have a mortgage, but we do still use credit cards. I'm very diligent with tracking my expenses, and I totally understand that for some people using credit cards isn't an option at all. However, for myself, I have decided that it's a good option because I earn a lot of cashback rewards, and I do track my expenses so that I always have the money available to pay my card in full every month when the bill comes. So even though technically, I guess at any given time, we are still in debt because we have a balance, except for when I pay the balance in full, but even when that happens, there's charges that have accumulated from over that time. So depending on how you see debt, I don't consider it being in credit card debt if I'm paying the bill in full every month. But either way, whatever your definition of being out of debt is, there are challenges before getting out of debt and after getting out of debt. I think in our mind that we all think that once we're out of debt, things are going to get so much easier. And there are really great benefits to being out of debt. I would much rather be out of debt than to be in debt. But I think what we have to realize is that once we're out of debt, there are still so many challenges because we still have to continue practicing this mindset change that helps us get out of debt. We have to keep practicing that and making sure that as things come up that in the past, maybe we would just put on a credit card, we have to figure out where that money's coming from. And even when you have an emergency fund and you have savings, there are times when you wind up having to pull from those, and then you need to figure out how to get the money back in. So there's always different challenges that come up, whether you're in the beginning stages where you're trying to get out of debt and build an emergency fund, or after you're out of debt and you have an emergency fund and now you have to replenish it. It doesn't get super easy unless you have an enormous amount of savings. There's always that challenge. So I just wanted to kind of do a quick episode encouraging you that even if you are out of debt at this point and you are feeling discouraged because you're still challenged and you had this like vision that, you know, oh, I'm going to be out of debt and then life's going to get so much easier and then it doesn't, just remember it really is still better to be having to, you know, sort through your finances and figure out how you're going to cover something than it is to be in debt and have to make those payments and still have to figure out how to cover other things. So I think the biggest shift for us in order to get out of debt and stay out of debt was a mindset shift and kind of getting rid of that idea that debt has to be a way of life. When we were first you know, starting to learn how to manage our finances. I don't know if you would even call it learning how to manage, because we really didn't manage. We just kind of charged everything. Anything we didn't have the money for, we just charged. We figured we can afford the monthly payments, and we would charge things that we probably really could have done without, vacations we couldn't afford, car repairs that maybe we could have reconsidered or saw if someone else could do it for cheaper. We just kind of had the mindset that you just put it on a card and that's a way of life and that's just how it is. And a lot of people live that way, and it can get confusing when you're trying to live without debt and then you're seeing everybody else, not everybody else, but a lot of people do it differently. And you might think like, well, is it worth it? Am I doing this right? Like, how come everybody else is living this way? And you know, it just can get kind of challenging, especially when you see people in a similar income level to yourself and it looks like they can afford all this great stuff and you can't. Well, not that you can't afford some great stuff, but maybe they're just excessive compared to what you have, and you think, well, how come they can afford that and I can't? Often either they're in debt and you don't realize it, or maybe they just have other things that they're not spending money on that you like to spend your money on. So there's always that balance. And you have to really, to stay out of debt and to have like a good financial mindset, you really have to try to focus on what is important to you and not compare yourself to what others have or what others are doing, because that can end up getting you in a position where you wind up spending more than you should just because you're trying to be similar to other people. As long as you're covering what is what you value most, that's really all that's most important. So I think it's really just maintaining that mindset that, you know, debt does not have to be a way of life and we should always do everything we can to stay out of debt. I totally understand emergencies come up. Sometimes people end up in debt for a variety of reasons. They lose a job long term, or they have medical bills, or I'm certainly not someone that's going to sit there and say there's never any reason for debt to happen, because it does. But as far as our regular everyday expenses, there are challenges to get out of debt and there are challenges after being in debt. So that's why I call this life after debt, because it's not always this magical thing that we think it is, but it is way better. It is way better to be looking through your budget and figuring out how to come up with money to cover an unexpected cost than it is trying to figure out how to pay a credit card bill, especially when it keeps accumulating monthly after month. So just stick in there, and you know, whether you're trying to get out of debt or you're trying to stay out of debt, I just wanted to encourage you and remind you that there's challenges in both ways, but it still feels better to not have to make a credit card payment or some other debt payments at the end of the month if you're able to avoid it. So that's my short little episode for today. Hopefully I'm feeling better next week and I could do a normal length episode again. But I really appreciate you checking in, and I will see you here next week. Thank you. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.